Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a Sunday, and we're also celebrating the Saint John, the Father of Kronstadt. And Saint John of Kronstadt was a great saint that had caused so many people to come back to church, and he written a book is called, with two volumes, it's called My Life in Christ, and I urge everybody to please to read it, because he's an excellent spiritual father. He'll guide you to the right direction. My beloved, he done all kinds of miracles in the world. He initially wasn't able to study at all, and then he, once when he was ridiculed by the people and the children and so on, that he couldn't be able to grasp the education, and he went on his knees and he prayed his heart out to the Lord to try to ask him to please to help him, and the Lord gave him the next day the wisdom. He was able to not only do very good, but he was able to surpass everybody out of the children. And he had also a vision that he had first he wanted to go to the east to try to get to convert the Chinese and the Japanese and all the people that were still pagans. And but then he had a dream that he was going to be made a priest in the St. Andrew's Cathedral in Kronstadt. And my beloved, he had accepted that. But then the tradition was, if you were to be a parish priest, you had to be married. And so he married. He married, but he told his wife that we will never have the usual affair like the husband and wife does, and we will live as virgins. And she didn't want to agree with that first, but then finally, after many years, she finally agreed with that. And of course, he had never touched her, and he lived like a true monk and ascetic. And he's become a priest in Kronstadt, and then he was serving every day liturgy. He was serving, and he was going to visit the poor people in the Kronstadt, in the very bad places. And he went to the places where they had the poor families, and the fathers were drunkards, and he was able to convert many, many of them to the Lord and bring them to the Lord. And of course he made all kinds of miracles of healings, my beloved. And finally he's become known to the whole, not only to Russia, but to the whole world. He had letters and telegrams from different places of the world to ask for his prayers so that they could be cured of the ailments that they had. And he was able to do all that. And he had also healed not only the Orthodox, but he healed the Mohammedans and the Jews. And of course, after that, they become converted. And my beloved, they had shown that they had, that he had love of Christ. And this is what he mainly calls us in My Life in Christ. And he is begging us, all of us, to come to Christ and to accept him and to believe in our Lord, and as he is our Savior, that he died for us and he suffered for us, and he did it voluntarily. Father, I'd ask him to do it, and he did it voluntarily. He did it, and he had suffered for us. He had taken upon himself everybody's sin, my sins and your sins and everybody's sins. And he wants us salvation. He wants our salvation. He died for our sins, my beloved. And he suffered so much that no one could really suffer as he had suffered. There wasn't any place in his body that wasn't without wounds, what they have done to him all night long with the whole screw of the whole soldiers before they crucified him. And what did he do when he was crucified? He had accepted a robber and probably a murderer when he had confessed him to be truly the Christ. And then he took him into the kingdom of heaven, and he had prayed for every one of us that were cause of his crucifixion. And you should know that we all were the cause of his crucifixion. And my beloved Saint John of Kronstadt makes it so easy for us to understand if we study my life in Christ. I urge you very much to please study the life in Christ. You have to first, of course, study the gospel and the epistles, and then after that, my life in Christ. Study that and read it as much as you can. And of course, he is the best spiritual father that you can probably find today, my beloved and my precious. Try to know what the Lord's gospel for his saint was saying. He says that, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And so that's what we have to do. And he also said that give and loan to those who will not give it back to you. Because even the sinners, they give the loan to those who's going to give them back the same amount. And of course not today is usually that whenever we give a loan or somebody, the banks and so on, they always use a percentage. You have to give them more. And my beloved, this was not the case. There used to be the sinners, they would give loans to each other just to get back the same amount. My beloved, we are told in the gospel today that not only we have to love those who love us, because the Lord says the sinners are also doing that, but he says we have to love those who hate us, those who are our enemies. We have to love them. And what does it mean to love them? Well, it means that not to judge them, not to judge them when they attack us and they cause us all kinds of harm, not to get mad at them, but to immediately pray to the Lord, to ask him to forgive them as he prayed on the cross for us and when we were the cause of a crucifixion. And he prayed to his father, said, forgive them. They do not know what they do. And that's what we have to do with all those who attack us and are very bad with us and hate us even. We have to love them, and we have to ask the Lord to forgive them for all the sins that they commit. As if we were doing the ones that were committing the sins, and asking for God to forgive them, And please, we have to truly live according to the gospel. We are to be Orthodox Christians. We have to realize that we have been that the Lord has sacrificed for me and for you his life and went through all kinds of suffering, being God the Almighty, the creator of all the universe, and he went through all this suffering just so that he could free us from the bondage of hell. And as you know, after he died on the cross, he went into hell, and he had taken out the Adam and all those people that were suffering there all these years and brought them to heaven, and had destroyed the power of the enemy. So the enemy does not have the power over us as he used to have in the pagans and even in the Jewish people. And all we have to do is use the cross remember the crucified Lord on the cross, and we can cast out the filthy demons and cry out to the Mother of God, who is always willing to help us. And my beloved Saint John of Kronstadt is also in heaven and is willing to pray for every one of us, because he used to pray for the whole world, and so he absolutely will pray for you and for me, so that we will have our salvation, so we can meet him in the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. Let's pray more to him also, and to love him, and to read my life in Christ, and to get the wisdom that we need to have to stray away from the things of the world, and to have our focus on the kingdom of heaven, on our Lord and the Mother of God, and on all the saints, so that we'll be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.